Whether you're celebrating or protesting, Donald Trump's win is eliciting strong reactions from people all across the country. And a lot of those reactions are happening in text messages and group chats. Here to talk more about that is WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Richard.
So election night feels a little like New Year's Eve, right? I mean, you start getting this flood of texts from people that maybe you don't talk to every day,
yeah.
Some friends, some family members,
yeah,
right?
It's kind of like a time to check in with everyone after so many people have participated in this big Democratic process. And here in New York, 58.8% of voters chose Hillary Clinton. So there was a fair amount of disappointment and even shock here in the city. But aside from those raw emotions, I was interested in the conversations and questions that were emerging from group texts with my friends and with my family. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this is happening for other people.
Mm-hmm, sure.
There's this kind of sense of practicality about it, too. You know, my gay friends were texting about the Supreme Court nomination and LGBT rights. My female friends were talking about their disappointment at not seeing a woman take the office. And my mom, she was born and raised in Iran, and we were texting about our upcoming trip to Iran and how that could be the last one we take for a long time. I mean, depending on how our foreign policy gets shaped by a Trump administration.
Okay, Shamita, so we're asking our listeners to kind of capture these conversations in some way.
That's right. We want to see whether you're hopeful or you're anxious or just in any way thoughtful about the future. What conversations are you having via text about this election? And if you want to share it with us, take a screenshot of your text conversation and please get the permission of the people you're texting with and tweet it at WNYC. You can use the hashtag election text. So just grab a screenshot, tweet at WNYC with the hashtag election texts. And Richard, I'll round up some of those responses and share them on WNYC's website.
Okay, we'll look out for them. Thanks, Shamita.
Thanks, Richard.